One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, buying a charming 1912 fixer-upper sounded romantic until the bathroom door opened itself, heavy footsteps prowled the halls, and the family Great Dane growled at the air. It seems the house never really let you live alone.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Yes, do share your real ghost stories with us and hit that subscribe button. Right now, wherever you are listening to us, or a follow button, or a plus, or a bell, or whatever the hell they have up there this week, so you don't miss any of our content. We do appreciate that very much. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode, 1912 Home. That year always stands out to me because it was such a good year. I remember 1912. No, actually, Titanic sank in 1912, and I was a total Titanic dork as a child. So I don't know. I always think of the Titanic when that year comes up.
Are you still a Titanic dork?
I would say somewhat, but not like to the obsessive level where I'm like drawing it all the time. Like every school project in like first, second, third, and fourth grade was about the Titanic. And I have so many like things about it. But yeah, I mean, I'm still fascinated with it. I don't know. I mean, I think I've learned as much as I can about it in life, but I've always found it extremely interesting, and I wish that there would have been preservation of like some of its sister ships to be able to see today. One of those old ocean liners.
Yeah. So two thoughts on that. Number one, I thought I heard a story just recently where they have new technology that's going to be able to map it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, did you, because of your interest in it, which is kind of interesting at your age, that young age, did you ever get the feeling, or have you ever had the feeling that maybe you were on the Titanic at
one
time?
I've been asked that before. You know, it's a lovely idea. I don't know that I was, but maybe. I have had a psychic or something sensitive on the grave talks many a moons ago that
said that, but I did kind of like lead them into it a little bit. We're like, I love Titanic. Of course you do, because you were a passenger. I'm like, okay.
You know, I was just wondering if maybe you were the unsinkable Molly Brown or whatever.
That would be interesting.
Maybe that was you.
That could have been me. I mean, sometimes I do like to wear the big hats and, so I do kind of see where that could be a thing. I don't know. I mean, I have wondered about that because, I mean, it's weird. I had a very unhealthy obsession with it. Not that I was doing weird things, but like I was very emotionally drawn to it. Like I remember going and like just sitting in bed at night thinking about it and like looking at the books that I had about it and like actually crying one night about all the people that died. And that's a weird thing to do in 1989. When you're in first grade, that's just kind of a weird, and because I don't get emotional about things like that. Sometimes it's hard to get emotional about things that I should be getting emotional
about. I was just going to say, are you emotional about anything?
No, I am. Like, I am. Like, for people that are close to me that I care about, yes. And if it's like something big, yeah. But, you know, I got to like understand what's going on, but I don't know. I don't know what that was. It was weird. It was just kind of a, like, it's a piece of history, but I don't know why I would get, like, emotional about it. I don't today, but I actually have a floor tile from the Olympic in my house that I got, I think it was eBay, like, years ago. They, says when they dismantled the Olympic at Sister Ship, they sold all the fittings to all different places. And there was this one warehouse that actually bought all the floor tiles and was using them just as floor tiles. And then as the years went on, you know, like linoleum goes over it, carpet goes over it, all sorts of things go over it. And they were taking this place apart in the like early 2000s. And they discovered all of these floor tiles hidden underneath this like warehouse or underneath their flooring. And so there was a bunch of them that went up for auction and I ended up buying one. And I now have that actually next to my grand staircase, which resembles the Titanic staircase a lot.
I was just going to say that damn stair, and I've seen pictures of it, yeah. And that has come to mind now. Yeah. I'm just obviously making stuff up in my mind, but the fact that you were so drawn to it as a child and you ended up in a house with that kind of staircase is also interesting.
That's what sold it for me.
Was it really?
Honest to God. I mean, I love the house. It's a great house. But I mean, when I saw that, I'm like, this is my house. Like, this is the house. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because whenever I go up and down the stairs, I'm like, ooh. And I'm humming this theme to Titanic. It's great. I should like have something trigger it where it's, you know, it's like motion sensor and it just starts playing like the song or just like little clips from the movie.
So, or go really big and have water start coming down the staircase, you know, like they do in the movie. Come on, man, do the right thing.
That would be great. That's a wonderful idea. Yep. You know, they're actually, this is not, I'm going to one up you on this one. Okay. There is a waterfall on the staircase. Yes, there is. I've put metal things over it because it needs, I mean, it works, but I think it needs like the pump needs to be adjusted or the things need to be cleaned out a little bit because a lot of it just kind of comes off on one side. But no, like where like the clock would be on the grand staircase, there's a waterfall.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did you put it there because of that or just it just happened to go there?
It was there. Like when I bought the house, there was a waterfall there.
Dude, we need to reassess this whole Titanic thing in you.
I never even thought of the waterfall part of it. Yeah, it's there. How interesting.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, or should I call you Molly? There's a connection here someplace.
Maybe there is. Yeah, that waterfall. I should get it serviced so it can work again correctly.
Hell yeah.
I don't know who to call for that. Like, hey, can you fix the waterfall on my staircase? Like, who the fuck says that?
Yeah, well, thanks for calling Ed's staircase waterfall. Exactly. So I'm going to help you. What the
fuck? Like, at my dentist, or at my daughter's orthodontist, they have, like, a waterfall wall. I should ask who services that.
Be like, they will. That, yeah, they'll know.
I should ask. I should do that. And like, hey, can you get this up and running again? That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be... And we'll put like the picture of the Titanic behind it or something.
Right.
Yeah, I'm very interesting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to the call and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hi. Firstly, I'd like to thank you for your podcast. I hadn't believed in the paranormal whatsoever until I had a couple experiences. I purchased an older home in the inner city of Southern Ontario, and the home was built in about 1912. I didn't have any history from the home besides what I was told by the real estate agent, and that information included a previous owner who did some renovations, and before that the original owners, who I think had lived the totality of their life in that home, and there's no more further details about that. I had just moved in to this older house, which was a little rough around the edges, to say it lightly. It needed some work, which we did in the first couple of weeks, and then after we completed the work, the home was just, it was quite beautiful. I was living there by myself, and I was in my bedroom on the upper floor. The home was made with all original, the home was made with the, with all wood flooring, oak wood flooring, and it was, the flooring was still all original. When you walked on the flooring, it, made a lot of noise, especially the stairs, which were also made of wood as well. Anyhow, I was in my bedroom one morning, and I heard, the bathroom door open. Every door in that house had sounds and noises associated with them. So the bathroom door, I heard creak open, and quite loud footsteps that walked at a medium pace directly by my bedroom. And at this time, I was sitting in my bedroom with the full understanding that somebody had broken into my house, and it was time to, this was pre-cell phone era, by the way, so I didn't have any way to call it for help. I was sitting there contemplating what to do, and in my bedroom, I hadn't moved. I was still just sitting there with my eyes open in my bed contemplating the next step. I had a Great Dane at that time, and my Great Dane in my bedroom obviously heard the footsteps as well and started growling. I kind of pet him to get the growling to stop. I didn't want to alert the intruder. I didn't want to alert them as to, that I was in the bedroom. The bedroom door was locked. So I felt that my safety was, my personal safety was okay. Not my property. So I was sitting there contemplating what to do, and I heard the footsteps walk very, very distinctly down the old wooden steps, the stairs, step by step by step, so clearly, and my heart's beating harder and harder and harder as it goes down. Then I heard it reach the first floor, and the sound became a little bit more quiet as they were on the first floor, and then I heard the television, which I had left on the night before, a flat screen television, make the power off noise. So I immediately thought someone's downstairs stealing my TV. So I immediately opened the door, ran with my dog, ran down the stairs as fast as I could. I must have been down there within 5 seconds or less, and there was no one to be found. All windows and doors were still locked and closed, and nobody to be found. That left me, I spent 30 minutes searching the house and every window and every creek and or every window and every door, and was at a loss for what had happened. I felt something was really strange, as I always felt creeped out in that house. I never felt comfortable, to the point where when I go downstairs to the laundry room, I would need to take my Great Dane with me every single time. I could never go down there alone. And I've lived in multiple houses, and I've never had that feeling with any other house, which I always found a little bit weird. So anyway, after this happened, I felt a little distraught and had a lack of understanding for what had happened. So I just went about a normal life, obviously, telling people, you know, my experience and what had happened and trying to get some answers, and time went on. So I had gotten married and my wife had moved in. This is about maybe 8 or 9 months later. And I was sitting downstairs watching television. I heard my wife with a nasty, horrible scream from the bedroom upstairs that continued on and on and on. It was one of those screams that when you hear it, you immediately move without even thinking. And I ran up the stairs as fast as I could. She was on the bed, staring at the bedroom door, which was banging and shaking extremely loud and visibly vibrating and moving. We both stood there in awe as we watched the door do this, bang and vibrate and shake for perhaps what felt like forever, but we talked about it after and we felt that it was at least about a minute long. After, we're standing there in awe with our jaws dropped, looking at our door, thinking there must be a large animal or something inside, or someone's playing a prank. Mind you, it was only the two of us that lived there and we didn't have any visitors. So we both didn't know what was happening. The door continued to shake a little bit violently and vibrate, and including the noise. At the end, the door completely opened on its own and creaked as it opened, all the way to a complete full open. Now, mind you, it's winter time. There's no windows open. There's no explanation. We both stood there in awe. As soon as the door opened, I kind of creeped over to the closet, thinking that there's going to be something inside it, obviously, and nothing, nothing at all. We both couldn't believe what had happened. And to this day, we don't know what was going on there. But with that home, I can tell you that we both felt very uncomfortable at all times, despite how nice it was. It just had a really dark, uncomfortable feeling. We didn't stay in it very long. In fact, after that, we had moved out about 6 months later, which was one of the best things I think we ever did. And now, you know, I've lived in several homes and have never had any other problems or any other experiences. But anyhow, I'd like to share that with you. And if you want to share that with your with my fellow listeners here, that would be great. So thanks again for your show, and hope you enjoyed my experience.
Thanks for sharing that story. Thoughts on all of that?
Two words, holy crap. You know, it's interesting. Have you lived in an older home of your own?
I've lived in an older apartment, but not a home. Well, you actually, when I was three on Winnebago Drive, the house we lived on there was an old home.
So, you know, anybody who's had a home like that, that's old and the staircase is wood and the floors are wood. I mean, mm-hmm. those homes do make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And so when something happens, you hear it mm-hmm. and you know exactly what it is. And, you know, if you live in a house for a certain amount of time, you know how when things shift, when the wind blows, you might get a creak here, a creak there, whatever. You know your home. Mm-hmm. So when something like that happens, you know it's not just the wind. It's not just somebody walking in another part of the house that's making the staircase creak. The fact that the dog noticed it as well. And I always wonder too, if you know, like humans, some people have the ability to kind of know and see things. I wonder if all animals have the same power when it comes to that, or if some are more gifted than others. But the whole story and the banging on the door in the bedroom, the closet door and all that kind of stuff. I mean, holy crap. Like that's, to me, that's a real freaking experience.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, I'm glad it sounds like nothing followed them away from that house. But, man, that's a great freaking story.
Here's another element here that I thought was interesting, and it made me think, because I've had this experience before, the sound of a television, not today's televisions, but back when they were heavy and they had tubes and they weren't flat, when you turned it on, or especially if you turned it off, there's that sound. It's a very high pitched that kind of just dissipates off to nothing. Sound that goes with it. Or if someone turns one on as well, sometimes you can hear that in other parts of the house, even if you don't hear the television. There's just, you can like, oh, somebody turned a TV on. You just knew it back then.
Absolutely.
Have you ever experienced that today? Like, where we don't have TVs like that anymore, and you know there's not one around that's doing that, and it's just like, whoa, that sounded like somebody turned a television on or off in 1988.
I mean, I've never had that, but that would be a very cool experience. Or even like the same thing, like let's say you're in your home now, the home you're in, and all of a sudden you hear like an old-time radio, which again, you hear the tubes warming up, maybe you hear the squeal of the tuner, you know, that high-pitched squeal that a lot of AM signals had and stuff like that. I mean, that would be crazy if you're like, well, I don't have a radio in my house that would sound like that. Mm-hmm. Like, how does that even possibly happen? I love the fact that he automatically thought somebody was stealing his TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And went running after it. I think I would be, well, I can't say that because I've had an experience where I heard something in my house and I did go look. Mm-hmm. But I've also had experiences in that same house where it was like, I'm not going to go see what that was.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I think I'd err on that, and I'm good. I'm good. I've had that where I've heard that sound before. I couldn't place where I can't tell you exactly when or where, but I know it was in my house. And I know at that moment in time, I did not have any sort of older television that could operate that way. And I don't know, maybe it's something else that made that sound or made that frequency. And it just, you know, resonates with me on thinking it's a television, but I'm like, what was that? It's just, because if you were around then and you know what that sound is, you know what that sound is. And about more than half our audience has no clue what the hell we're talking about.
Well, yeah, probably. Yep. I will just say that it's a very unique sound and you were so used to it that you didn't notice it.
No.
Until you were in a situation where, like, even if you were upstairs and somebody turned the TV on downstairs, you would hear that high-pitched tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you would just know that somebody had turned on the TV and they were watching TV, even though, you know, you were not. Yeah. Right there.
You could like claim to be psychic almost, like someone's watching television in another room.
And if
somebody's not like great in hearing, they're like, how do you know that? I just know. But it's just, it's a frequency that you pick up on. But yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting story. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all the extra stuff there for you on our website. And at on Apple, on the podcast platform there. Check out our premium channel there and patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.